So let's start with our Patreon trimming just to get us loosened up and rolling, and that is going to be Harlow rising up the corporate ladder in Lassiter's whilst being an 18-year-old university student, apparently.
I feel like there's a middle ground between being a chambermaid and being a senior executive at Lassiter's.
Not at Lassiter's, no.
Why couldn't she just, you know, work for a couple of years on reception, which feels like quite a decent job for a uni student, and learn the actual, you know, tricks of the trade there?
Because I want it now, Daddy.
Don't you tarnish Veruca Salt with this.
She's gone full Veruca. She's jumping up into the bloody goose eggs.
There was just no gentle build-up to this character development, was there? It's just like Harlow just woke up one day and chose violence. You know, just like everyone has got to pay.
She cut all her shirts in half, yeah. Knotted them up, and then she was ready to roll.
That's it. I'm so blown away by just the turn of this character. Like, I'm a huge like pro wrestling fan, much like Toadie. And when a good guy goes from being a good guy to a bad guy, that's called a heel turn. So you go from being a face to a heel. And this is one of the biggest heel turns in recent memory, because like Harlow has just become so snarky and mean and conniving, and she's managing to do that more than fucking Paul Robinson, who wrote the book on all of that stuff.
You know how we theorized on the council that David had inherited Rob's evil kidney, and yeah, that activated his bad side. Maybe she turned 18 and then the Rob gene kicked in from her dad.
Yes.
And she's just like, well, now I'm evil.
She clearly didn't get her smarts from her mum, did she? So she's got the Robinson intelligence there. And yeah, with that, you pay a price.
Is this another like evil Millsy thing? Are we getting evil Harlow now?
Mm-hmm. Machiavellian Harlow.
Yeah, Machiavellian Harlow.
I wish it could have even been some kind of environmental officer job at the hotel. That would kind of make sense.
Oh, remember when she got shafted by Mackenzie into being that stupid environmental rep at the council?
Amazing. Oh my God,
she must be laughing at that now.
Simpler times.
I don't think Mackenzie's done one meeting at the council, not one.
What a great unpaid job that would have been.
Along with her other unpaid internship.
I'm just imagining Harlow now just like dragging on a cigarette and like stomping it out, just littering everywhere. Just like full like rebel without a cause. It's just like, what exactly are you rebelling against, Harlow? What do you got?
And just give me some individually wrapped chocolates.
Using yes. Disposable takeaway cups.
Yeah, yeah. Just chucking them out of her car. Chucking them out of Hermione.
Five McDonald's straws per thick shake. Old ones, plastic ones.
They're like gold.
Oh. So this big blow up, like the aftermath when she cornered Chloe and Harold and was like, "Yeah, well, you ruined our family, so I'm going to go after your job."
Yeah.
Chloe was just wanting to have a calm chat.
That didn't feel earned to me. That did not feel earned at all.
Chloe needs to log into her online banking, look at the balance and go, oh, that's right, I do have fuck you money in there. And tell them all to fuck off.
Is that where the decimal point is? Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. My hope for her is that she goes, well, I'm just going to buy the Quill Group and just do my own thing. And then the Quill Group becomes this great success. And then Lassiter's is quaking in their boots.
Is she in a position to do that still?
She's got the Pierce. Well, there must have been some divorce settlement that was glorious.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Surely she just didn't get that white elephant of a house.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like an albatross around her neck, really.
With the built-in camper van out the front now, we hear the council was saying, April said in her Insta stories, that it's the owner of the real Brendan just wanted to shove his camper van out the front. And production had to like it or lump it. And so they had to write in that Clive's parking his van out the front.
That's amazing.
Because we were all theorizing like, oh, I wonder how they're going to use the van. Turns out they're not.
Why didn't Grundy's just buy up the street over the years?
No way. No way would they have had the money. No way.
Yeah, because those houses sell really, really like high money, don't they? I remember reading ages ago that Toadie's house sold for like $2 million or something.
No, I think Coos's house sold for 1.4. So I think they're kind of on par with the market, especially considering you'd have the inconvenience of filming there, like, you know, at least once a week.
I just think that there would have been some production accountant that calculated this and took it to management, and they did not listen to that person. And so they're like, no, it's fine as we're doing it. And then so they just didn't crunch the numbers and look at it that way.
You'd think they could at least, you know, have some, turn them into rentals.
Yeah.
And then they'd be able to.
That's true. So Chloe comes back to Harlow and like tries to make good with her, because she's an adult and Harlow's a child.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, look, words were said. Let's, you know, clear the air. And I'm sorry if I, you know, ruffled your feathers, and, you know, you've done good work, and let's move forward. And Harlow's like, okay, thanks, cool. And Chloe's like, and do you want to say something to me now? And Carla's like, nah, fuck off.
That was so brutal. Yeah, that's what really sealed the deal for me. It's just like, oh, yeah, they've gone full heel on Harlow. Like, she is just proper villainous now. Like, that was so cold.
That was, yeah, top-notch mole behaviour.
I remember how totally. She said that she brought out the good in Hendrix. Turns out it was vice versa.
Oh, God, and how? Let's not say that fucking Hendrix is any better right now. He's gunning for Saddest B as well.
Yeah, get out of middle-aged people's relationships, little shitbag.
Thank you. God, like, aren't you all teenagers? Like, aren't you in the credits, like, drinking margaritas and wearing shirts and having a fun time?
I mean, maybe I should save this for the rest of the pod, but why does Hendrix give a shit about Toadie's love life?
Well, actually, good point here to segue over.